Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 144, recorded Thursday, August 18th, 2016, and that makes it, I believe, day 15 of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So we are rolling into halfway home here, and that's going well so far, not going badly at all. I'm well out of the buffer zone at this point, but I'm not worried about that. That's not a problem. I may try and put another buffer in the can at some point. I can't just stick one in the can for an emergency because I put all the information at the beginning, but oh well. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, things are going fine so far. It's like 8:15. I figured I would, we'd be eating fairly late tonight. I thought I would at least record this real quick before we started to eat. I rambled on way longer than I intended to yesterday. So this one is going to be short. A lot of the other Dog Days people, I already have enough trouble, getting through all of the episodes when they're short. I completely understand people like, Dave and Mike Butler who do have at least, one a week or so for their regular shows, a longer show. But especially during the Dog Days, for me, my show is hit or miss, and basically miss. I survive usually a month or two after the Dog Days. I'm going to try again this year to keep things going, and I think Charlotte doing one as well will help. But since I'm not I don't have a regular show format, Patreons and all that sort of stuff, I can keep the majority of mine short, I think, and not be a big deal, especially after rambling like hell yesterday. So, this will be for Michael Butler. This is just about my day. I didn't have to change a light bulb today. But what happened? Well, last night. Okay. So after we talked last night, I had to work. I do database administration stuff, and occasionally you have to work either planned or unplanned. In the past week, I've done both a planned and an unplanned middle of the night, work, but last night's was planned. And I'm drinking a fine Dale's Pale Ale, from the Dale's Pale Ale plant. I think they're not in Asheville, North Carolina. Dale is one of the many, craft beer companies that has moved into the area around Asheville, North Carolina, and opened up a lot of the West Coast, companies now have East Coast, facilities, in and around Asheville. They are not in Asheville. They're in one of the, I don't have the can here. I can't remember, but I know they're right outside of Asheville. One of the small towns outside of Asheville, if I'm remembering correctly. But it is Dale's Pale Ale. It is the second of the day. And you know what they say about the second Dale's Pale Ale of the day. It's the best. But last night, not quite as much fun. Ideally it was to start at midnight, and I always have to hang around after I get my stuff finished to make sure there's no problems in case we have to roll back or anything. But there was a series of clusterfuckifications last night. None of them all having to do with my stuff. None of them my fault. It was just failures in various points of our network. It was a mess. It sucked. My work, instead of taking about 90 seconds and being completely automated and me just running a script and making sure everything was cool, was hands-on in the weeds for close to an hour, like 50 minutes. It sucked. There was never any danger of like things going seriously awry, but that's not how I like to play. I like to play with the doubly tested, automated, no problems, nothing should go, we've done this here before. This thing is tested to hell and back, and I was not there. I was having to recheck things out of freaking repositories, and it was a mess. And then the application side folks had a bunch of problems. They had to call in another person because they were using, and it ended up, I think I didn't. And again, I'm basically either up or I'm napping, waking up every 20 minutes or so and checking my email and stuff. Because eventually this thing either succeeds or fails, but if it fails, I've got to roll the database back to where we were when we started the whole process. So I ended up mainly just staying up, and it was, instead of being, you know, 45 minutes, it was like almost 3 hours. So it was like 3 a.m. by the time I actually got to sleep. So I did sleep in a little bit late this morning, because I was tired. But, so that was the night last night. Today was, I had a couple things. I did a little bit of work out in the yard during lunchtime. I was listening. I am way behind at this point because I no longer have drives and stuff. I have trouble listening to podcasts while I'm like doing work. I can listen to music, but I have trouble listening to spoken word stuff because I really want to make sure I pay attention to it. And just my work and typing and things like that. Those are not skills that for me, it's easy. Oh, you probably hear Dobby in the background. My guess is that my father-in-law is getting ready to show up for dinner. Or even worse, my stepson, Jonathan, who Dobby does not like for some reason. So if he is here, we're going to have some barking in the background for a little while. Although he may be about to go outside, even though it's wet. I think that's what just happened. I believe Dobby's outside now. So I'm guessing Jonathan is here. Lord, sorry. But, so I am behind at this point. I'm listening to as much as I can, but, I'm going to have to figure something out, to make sure that I get caught up. Cause I've even pushed a couple, Butler's, interview shows about 90 minutes long. I've got that one pushed out a little ways, so that I can get some short ones in. But, I was listening today and, Lavender Pony Show, David was talking about, I think I was listening to Sunday's show where he was moving stuff and everything. And he was talking about, motion sickness and not being able to go on rides and stuff. And I feel your pain there. I have exactly, you know, a very similar problem. I actually used to be able to do, and when I was younger, I could do some pretty heavy duty, crazy spinny sort of things. And just as I got older, as I went through college, it started to get worse. And then after that, it got worse. And I can do things like roller coasters are fine because, or anything that's like a, roller coasters can be intense. They can be the loop-de ones and reversals and all sorts of stuff, but they're like, it's kind of a slow, smooth acceleration for the most part, you know, or a constant. I mean, there's janky, like, especially the older ones, you know, kind of throw you around, but especially the newer ones, they're not even that much of a problem, but anything that's like, anything much more intense than a Ferris wheel that like goes in a circle, I literally have problems. I can't do like the teacups at Disney World. I can't even watch any carnival rides. Jesus God, all those things are. It's like, let's just spin people around and try and make them sick. And I can barely even look at those things. So, once upon a time I could do that stuff and I can't anymore. In fact, I got to go one step worse. And, it's about 10 years ago now. Just one day, I got up from my desk and had this intense bout of vertigo. I got up from my desk to go across the street from my house. I was working from home to get a Starbucks and I got in the car and I drove across the street. And by the time I got to, and this is literally like across a highway street, but it's, you know, it's a 5 minute walk, but I just decided to drive cause I was being lazy. Not even a 5 minute walk. And by the time I was fine from my desk, by the time I got to the Starbucks, I walked into the Starbucks. I walked through to the bathroom, opened the door, walked to the toilet and threw up in it. Cause I was like, I'm fucked. I had to sit down, in Starbucks, stop moving my head, call somebody to come get me and to get me. We ended up at the hospital and stuff just cause it was, it's never been that bad again. That first bout was like the worst, but I do still have it. I keep, he's boning it. I get a better relief from Bonine rather than Dramamine. They're like the two, they're like similar drugs, but they're slightly different. And I just, Bonine seems to work better for me. I keep it everywhere. It's in my car. It's in my bag. It's in my desk drawer at work. It's in my old boss had some, in case they saw me. Cause sometimes it creeps up on me and I can't, like nowadays is a lot of times instead of being a really intense slap you in the head, it's a creeps up on me and just makes me feel sicker and sicker until like I'm lit. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And all of a sudden I'm like, ah, shit, vertigo. Take some Bonine. 20 minutes later, I'm okay. Excuse me. So yeah, I got that. So motion sickness plus sometimes I don't even need the motion. It just gets sick. sucks. So I feel your pain there, David. So I think I had some other comments, but I'm just going to save them for tomorrow because I've already been able to ramble for 10 minutes and we want to cut this short. So that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for today. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. I'm Kenzoid a lot of places. I'm K Kennedy some places. I'm Ken Kennedy some places. I'm Ken Kennedy on Instagram, for example. I have a link to a bunch of my social sites on kenzoid.com. And you can find that, so you can find that stuff there. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow as we roll into the second half. So later. Bye.